Hablaremos en inglés.
Thank you. I'll speak in English to keep it short.
We echo Palestine in a reservation to qualify the requirement to take precautions in attack. In Article 57 of AP1, feasibility is only introduced in some paras 1 and 2. We are not in a position, as others said, to change IHL, and I'm afraid we do not have a drafting suggestion other than deleting the phrase as it was proposed by others. We share the concerns of Italy on para 22 and the explanation of human-machine interaction with the new inclusion that goes in a manner which ensured. We believe that it's rather reiterative. From the get-go, we are restricting human-machine interaction to the use. So maybe we can go with the Italian suggestion, or we can go and delete it, as I believe it was proposed by the Russian delegation. We can also support the delegation of Palestine's proposal relating to deleting due diligence. We understand that at the end of the para, we are speaking of the principles of IHL strictly, so it may be best to bypass the issue entirely in this para and maybe address it if there is consensus on the language concerning responsibility, but that's only if there's enough consensus to do it. We would be okay with the addition of applicable. We understand it to mean applicable as far as obligations undertaken by each country and not a determination of which bodies are relevant. We have used it in the past, but on this point, we are definitely flexible. On para 23, on the second sentence in blue, we would note that qualifying the cancellation and suspension of the attack as it is right now, because it's done for those who are in a position to do so, would run counter to IHL as it stands, particularly Rule 19 and Article 57 of AP1 for those who are parties. And we would support the Belgium addition to the second sentence in blue, which we would rather to the third. Thank you.